something she could wear over a dress in the kitchen.
An apron?
And to sign your name in ink, you use a
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place.
Pen.
Do you pronounce those words the same?
Yes.
And
diaper pen.
Soup comes in a can made out of...
What the can is made out of?
Yeah, the kind of metal.
Tin, I guess, or aluminum. There's different kinds now. Used to be tin, I think, right?
And you say a dime is worth...
10 cents.
You pronounce those the same? Mm-hmm. And what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
Suit.
And if he just bought it, it'd be a brand...
Brand new suit?
Do you remember when they had a three-piece suit? They're bringing that?
Yeah, well, now some men wear vests.
Uh-huh.
Right, with is that what you're talking
what,
about?
What are the three pieces?
The pants, the jacket, and the vest?
Uh-huh. Any other name for jacket?
Blazer or coat?
Yeah.
Is a coat and a jacket the same thing to you?
Yeah, I always think of a coat as being heavier than a jacket.
A jacket's just a lightweight part of the thing you could use with a suit?
Yeah. Gee, I don't know. There's different kinds of jackets.
How do you interpret it? That's what, you know.
Well...
Well,
like for the children, if they wear a jacket, it's something to wear on a cold day. But then a jacket for a man, I just think of something to wear over their shirt with their pants.
Mm-hmm.
You
know? It's a more formal thing.
Uh-huh, right. And his coat would be a long, like, all-weather coat that he would wear over maybe his jacket and his pants.
Uh-huh. It wouldn't be part of the suit?
No, I don't think so, unless you had an extra piece made to go with it.
Mm-hmm. What other name for pants is it?
Trousers.
What about something
of slacks? Trousers or slacks?
Is slacks and trousers the same? Or?
Yeah. I don't use trousers myself, you know.
Uh-huh.
Like a men's slack.
What about something, would you talk about slacks with a suit?
Yeah.
It's something that a man would wear if he was working out around the barn, something that comes up?
Overalls.
Okay. And if you went outside without your coat and you wanted it, you'd say, would you run inside and...
Get my coat.
And what it to me?
Bring it to me.
Okay. So he'd say, so he went in and
brought my coat to me.
Okay, and he'd say, here I have
your coat.
I've what? Your
I
coat.
Brought your coat.
Okay, and you
brought
say,
me your coat.
Oh.
You say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it what perfectly
fit perfectly.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them. Makes them kind of stick out, you say.
Butchy.
Huh?
I heard people say their coats look, your pockets look bunchy. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Or you say your pockets do what? They
stick out.
Or another word?
Poke out.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear bulge out or bulge
yeah,
out?
Yeah, bulge, yeah.
Uh-huh. And you say that shirt fit me till I washed it and it
shrunk.
And every shirt I've washed recently has
shrunk?
And I hope this
shrunk.
Shirt doesn't
shrink.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to
dress up.
Would you say that about a man?
No, I don't think so.
I would. No, I'm just trying to. I think she would because I've heard her say that.
What about if a woman, you know, likes to stand in front of the mirror and
primp?
Would you say that about a man? How does it sound if you say that about a man?
No, I think you say a man would stand and groom himself.
Uh-huh. What would you call a man who dresses well? Or who's real conscious about his appearance?
A nice dresser, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear the term jelly bean?
Just for candy. Huh?
Uh-huh. And something that you could carry coins in would be a...
Coin purse? Or change purse?
Uh-huh. And something a woman would wear around her wrist.
You mean a watch?
Or